Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X Twitters, all that. Final segment of the show as we get ready to wrap things up and as we dive into the world of high school sports. Couple of things real quick that I'm looking forward to. As I mentioned, coming up here, final segment of the show, Lincoln Dallaire, wide receiver for the Stars Mill Panthers football team. I'll actually be at that game. That is one of our games of the week for the high school scoreboard show, in which we'll be checking in with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Back to a normal show this week. Last week, a little bit of a different show, full show, but obviously Hurricane Helene's impact with games canceled all around the state kind of changed the format of the show a little bit. But they were able to check in with so many coaches and things of that nature. So back to a regular sounding show, I guess you would say, this Friday. So make sure you tune in from 7 to midnight. They keep you up on everything that's going on throughout the state of Georgia for high school football. I'm also looking forward to Bad Blood. WWE is in town on Saturday, and I'm excited more so because of my four boys, my 8-year-old is the one that locked in. It literally took him. I was watching SummerSlam, and he comes into the basement, and next thing I know, he's like, oh, this is the business right here. And he was like, I want to go to one of those. And so he's all in.
Who does he like?
He likes Damian Priest. He likes Judgment Day. Well, they're not Judgment Day anymore, but he likes Damian and Ripley. Who else does he like? It's somebody else he likes, but Damian is probably his favorite right now. So I'm excited to see how he responds to seeing it live for the first time. Because I didn't go to my first live wrestling event. I grew up a big wrestling fan, but I never made it to my first wrestling event until my adult life. So this is exciting for me because he's doing something I would have loved to have done as a kid at that age. So looking forward to that. And looking forward to you hearing this conversation with Lincoln. Again, man, big matchup for Stars Mill against Central this week. This is a rematch from last year's quarterfinals matchup. Stars Mill winning at the Horn. Lincoln comes down with the touchdown, with the pass in the end zone as the horn sound. I'm literally standing. It was by far one of my most viewed videos and retweeted and reposted on Instagram, all that stuff, videos from last season, without a doubt. And ironically, I think that next week on the show, I was talking about it, and his parents heard and had him call in live because they heard me talking about him. So that was pretty cool. But this time, it was more formal. I got a chance to get him on the phone line, and here's the conversation with Lincoln. And we'll head out to the WaveFord.com hotline. Lincoln joins us now. Lincoln, congratulations, man, on the start of the season for you all. And, you know, actually a little bit of a different start for you all this year as you are unbeaten on the season, man, from a year ago. What would you say has been the biggest difference for you all this season?
I mean, I guess, like, the level of competition that we've been playing isn't kind of where it was, just because, like, the way our schedule was last year, like, our region – just kind of how everything came out. Like, we had less, like, high-difficulty games earlier in the season, and I guess that's just kind of left us in a position to really attack the last four games of our season with, like, as much strength as we can.
All right, and through these first few games here, what would you say has really stood out to you about this team?
I mean, we're a lot stronger, I guess, with, like, our passing game has come back pretty strong, and, I mean, we've just been chasing – like, fixing all the little things to really reach, like, a perfect execution with plays. And I think if we're able to do that, then it could be really great.
All right, spending time on the WaveFord.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Lincoln Dallaire of the Stars Mill Panthers, wide receiver for the football team, joining us back during the summer and offseason. I was keeping up with you, man, and there was a lot of working out. Weightlifting and all that, man, with you. What were some of the goals and areas you were working on to get better in this season?
I mean, last year, so I put on a ton of weight. So I think I put on, like, 10 pounds. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that went to, like, help me make, like, have better top speed. So that's just something that I worked on and I really focused on when I was working out a lot and just chasing to get better. Also, just, like, I did 7-on-7. to help, I guess, just improve my skills as a wide receiver. Mm-hmm. So that was a big part of that.
Good deal. All right, and let's talk about, you know, your high school career in general. When you look back from when you first started to where you are now, what areas of growth would you say you're most proud of?
Definitely, I guess, my, like, athletic ability and, like, you know, like, the plays that I've been able to make. You know, like, I mean, obviously my freshman year I was way smaller, and I've been able to grow a lot, you know, not like with height, but like I've been able to put some really good weight on. And a lot of that, I go to this gym called Explosive Mechanics, and that's been pretty huge. And the owner, his name's Jared, he's helped me out a ton with that. And it's just been really huge in my growth, I guess.
Spending time on the Wave4.com hotline, Press Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Lincoln Dallaire, wide receiver for the Stars Mill Panthers, joining us here on the show. Obviously, your senior year here, what's going to be important for you, man, when it comes down to, you know, you making that decision as far as where you want to continue your academic and athletic career?
So right now, I don't have any offers yet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, obviously, I want to play at the best program that I can. And, you know, like, if I have the privilege of being able to choose, you know, like, staying close to home and being able to make it easy for my parents to come and watch my games, and I think that would probably be, like, one of the bigger things.
Good deal, and I know the offers are coming. In fact, I saw you, you had a visit, what, this past week, was it, West Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah, how was that? How is the visiting process, you know, when you do make the visits?
I mean, it's great. It's a great experience. You know, it's really fun to be able to watch the next level, mm-hmm. and kind of have, like, a more up-close insight into what makes teams run, you know?
Right.
And kind of like a peek behind the curtain, I guess. It's pretty awesome to see.
All right, good deal, man. Well, one more before I let you go. Lincoln, obviously, big matchup on Friday. For those that keep up with high school football, they'll know, obviously, a rematch from last year, quarterfinals, where you guys walk it off, courtesy of you making a catch, this young man in the end zone at the horn. What's going to be key for you all to come out with a victory on Friday? Obviously, Central is going to have pretty much that on their, you know, have that on their mind, but, you know, they're going to want to just get the win in general.
So, like, on the defensive end, I know, I mean, their offense is a handful. So, like, from an offensive standpoint, you know, we're going to try to minimize turnovers, you know, win the turnover battle, get more possessions in them, and, you know, just ultimately score more points than they do in whatever way we can. And a lot of that will probably come from just executing the plays that we have. And if we're able to do that, I think we have a good shot at winning.
Sounds good, man. Well, I'll actually be down there. You guys are going to be one of our games of the week. So looking forward to stopping by. And thanks again, man, for a couple of minutes of your time, Lincoln. And I want to wish you nothing but success down the stretch here of your academic and athletic career, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right, and again, that is Lincoln Dallaire of the Stars Mill Panthers football team. And like I said, man, I got a chance to be on this, like, literally right there when he made that catch, man. And it was fantastic, man. And, yeah, that one stung for Central because, again, that was the quarterfinals and it was at their house. So they're definitely going to be looking for some get back. And this is going to be a region matchup. Stars Mill right now unbeaten on the season overall and in region play. Central, just one loss on the season, but no losses in region play. So obviously whoever wins this game gets one up on the other in the standings. And, you know, I mean, we're just at that time of the year, Sonny, man, where, you know, it's the second half of the season. It's the new season because now, you know, obviously early on teams are playing non-region games and, you know, doesn't count towards whether or not. I mean, there's some point stuff there, but for the most part, doesn't have any implications on, you know, as far as what you do in the region standings and getting into the playoffs. Now, for everybody, pretty much everybody is in region play now at this point, and every game matters. And so this one, in addition to it being, again, like I said, a rematch from last season in the quarterfinals, you know, so much there. Central looking to get some get back. I mean, it's going to be amazing. And again, whoever wins will take sole possession of first place in the standing. So I'm looking forward to being down there. And shouts out to Stars Mill, man. They're always so welcoming whenever I do come down. Been down for volleyball, track meets, a little bit of everything down there. Basketball. So looking forward to having some fun down that way. That's going to do it for this week, Sonny. Appreciate you rocking with me as always, man. I'll see you in a couple of hours. And you make sure you lock in with us again right here next week, Prep Sports Nation. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.